Welcome to Tarati Mecha Nachyomi with the OU Women's Initiative. I'm Ruchama Welcher, and today we're going to be studying Mishlei Perek Chaf Hei, Chapter 25. And this chapter marks the beginning of the third section of the Book of Mishlei. The Perek begins, Gam Eile Mishlei Shlomo Asher He'etiku Anshei Chizkiyo Melech Yehuda. These are also the parables of Shlomo, which were transcribed or copied by the men of Chizkiyo Melech Yehuda. So what is the difference between the Mishalim or the parables and the rest of the Perek? And what does it mean that these ones were transcribed by the men of Chizkiyah? And there are a few explanations in the Mefarshim. So Rashi says that He'etiku means they strengthened them. Atik means strong. When Chizkiyah was anointed king, so he was doyrish these proverbs, he expounded on them, he strengthened them. So they were written by Shlomo like the rest of the book, but in the days of Chizkiyah he expounded on them. And this is similar to what it says in the Avista Reb Nosson, that Chizkiyah HaMelech, he explained these ideas of Shlomo HaMelech to make them clearer and to make them more accessible for the masses. But they're still the original thought of Shlomo HaMelech. The Metzudah says that all the proverbs from the beginning of the book up until this point, they were written down and they were available to everybody. But these ones that we're going to read from Perek Chaf Hei onwards, they weren't written down until the days of Chizkiyah, so not everyone had access to them. And then in the days of Chizkiyah, his men transcribed them, and they wrote them down so that they became available to everybody. And that's what He'etiku means. He transcribed them, he wrote them down. They were previously unavailable, and now he made them accessible. And the Metzudah says that this is why the section begins with the words Gam Eile Divrei Shlomo. These are also the words of Shlomo. To emphasize that although these chapters and these proverbs, they were not so commonly well known, or they weren't as well known as the others, that you should know they're legitimately Shlomo HaMelech's work just as much as the others are. They are authentically his. Now this section is slightly different to the previous section because it's easier to identify themes and topics, and you can find more links between the psukim, which was much less common in the previous section. In the previous section there was generally no connection between one pasuk and the next, but here we can identify some themes. So the first half of this perek, until pasuk Yud Gimel, it's proverbs and mashalims for kings and leaders. And the second half of the perek is about general good midos and general good advice. So we're going to learn one pasuk from each of these subsections. Starting with Pasuk Gimel. It says Pasuk Gimel, Shomayim larum, v'aretz la'oimek, v'leiv melachim ein cheker. The heavens are unreachable because of their great height, and the earth is unfathomable because of its great depth, and the heart of kings is also unsearchable or inscrutable. According to Rashi and the Metzudah, these three things, the Shomayim, the Aretz, and the Leiv Melachim, these three things are so deep and they're so profound that they're impossible to fully probe. They're impossible to get to the depths of. Even modern science is still trying to discover mysteries of the atmosphere and of space and the depths of the ocean and the core of the earth. And there are so many things that are still unknown and undiscovered because they're so vast and they're so deep. And then in terms of the heart of the king, a king has so many responsibilities and so many things that require his attention. And there are so many decisions he has to make and so many things on his shoulders. And his heart needs to carry all of these. He needs to be dedicated to all of these. V'leiv melachim ein cheker. You can't fathom the responsibilities carried by the heart of the king. So this is about the weighty responsibility of kings and leaders. They have to balance justice with compassion. They have to balance concern for individuals with national interest. Rashi here says that if all the tongues would speak and all the hands would write, they would never be able to describe what this responsibility of power means. They'd never be able to describe every detail of what is entailed and what is expected by a king. The many details that a king or that a president needs to consider every time they make a decision. The complexity of the cases that come before them. The people who rely on them. On an individual level, on a national level, for security, economically. And the enormous and the far-reaching impact of their decisions. And I'm just going to point out here that it's very easy to criticize the decisions of a president, but the weight of the job is absolutely enormous. The Ralbag here says that the depths of the heart of the king that is described in this pasuk, it's even more difficult to fathom than the depths of the heavens and the depths of the oceans. He says the heavens and the oceans, they have physical boundaries. Even though we haven't been able to explore the depths of them and we haven't been able to define the boundaries, because they're physical, they're limited by physical boundaries. So Shamayim is described as Larum. It has a measurable boundary, even if it's very high. And the Aretz is La'oimek. It also has a boundary. They're measurable even if we haven't been able to measure them. But on the other hand, he says the mind of the kings, that's ein cheker. It can't be searched. There's limitless complexity in a king's decision-making process. Every issue that comes before a king is endlessly varied. There are endless permutations that have to be weighed up for every decision, and it requires so much wisdom in considering the needs of every individual. There are so many layers to consider, and so many contexts to consider, and so many consequences to consider. Leiv melachim ein cheker. There's no limit to the depth and the breadth of what a leader needs to understand and navigate. And this is the Jewish way of relating to a position of leadership or power. It's never about the privilege, it's never about the perks. It's always completely about the responsibility. The Psukim in Devarim and Parashat Shoftim, they describe appointing a king. And it's essentially, it's a list of rules. He can't have too many horses. He can't have too many wives. He can't have too much gold and silver. He has to write a personal Sefer Torah for himself, and he has to keep the Sefer Torah with him all the time, and he has to read from it every single day of his life. And this is so that he can remember his obligations, and he remembers to stay humble, and he doesn't become arrogant or feel self-important compared to everybody else. And the Rambam in Hilchos Melachim talks about this more, and he talks about how the king has to be so careful how he speaks to the people of the nation. He has to address them softly and kindly. He says he has to care about the honor of the katan shebiktanim, the smallest of the small. He can't get drunk. He can't get too involved with women. He has to be there for the people. And this is how the Torah characterizes kings and leaders. It's not a life of privilege. It's not a life of luxury. It's a life of responsibility. It's a life of carrying an enormous amount in their heart. And now let's look at a pasuk from the second section in the Perek that discusses general good midos and general good advice. Pasuk Yitzayin, Hoikar raglecha mi beis reyecha, pen yisbo'acha usneyecha. Let your foot be seldom in your friend's house, lest he be satiated with you and hate you. Meaning, don't visit your friend too often, even if he's your really good friend. Be conscious of the fact that however close you are, you can overstay your welcome. And if you go there too much, he might get sick of you. Familiarity breeds contempt. So Rashi understands this pasuk based on a Gemara in Chagiga to mean, don't come to the Beis HaMikdash too often to bring a sin offering. Hashem is your friend. So the Beis Reyacha in this pasuk, the house of your friend, is the Beis HaMikdash. And make sure you don't end up there too often with a sin offering because you've sinned. Don't come to visit too often with a sin offering. Rather, don't sin as much and come to the Beis HaMikdash less often. It's better not to sin in the first place. But the pshat of the pasuk, the simple way of understanding this pasuk, is that familiarity breeds contempt. That even someone that you love can be someone that you dislike if you see them too often. Now, since this book of Mishlei is a book of Mishalim, and things are not supposed to just be taken at face value, Reb Chaim Shmulevitz in the Sichos Musa, he sees this as a mashal. It's a mashal for mitzvah observance. And he says it's critical to keep things fresh. If we do the same mitzvahs over and over in the exact same way, it becomes rote. And it becomes like that familiar friends that we no longer have warm feelings for. Rachmana liba boi. Hashem wants our hearts. He wants our emotions. He wants our feelings. And our Yiddishkeit and our mitzvah observance can't become like that friend that we see so often that we're sick of them. Davening, it's not about taking three steps back and bowing and saying all the words of the Amidah. Shabbos is not about going through the motions of lighting the Shabbos candles and wearing special clothes and making Kiddush. Mitzvahs are about a relationship. And a relationship has heart and love and a feeling of closeness. And we don't want our Yiddishkeit to become this friend that we're sick of because we see it so often. So the Sichos Musa suggests that the way to keep things fresh is to keep learning. We keep Shabbos every single week, but if we learn about Shabbos and we gain new perspectives and understandings into the significance of Shabbos, so we can make sure it isn't the same Shabbos every single week. We can keep adding depth to what we already know so that Shabbos isn't an old boring friend that comes every single week. If we learn about Tefillah, it keeps taking on new meaning. Ask questions, he says. Find out more. Think about it in ways that you never thought about it before. Don't just keep the status quo. And now we can link this idea back to the pasuk that we learned at the beginning of the Perek, Pasuk Gimel. Rav Volbi, in his Sefer Aleishar, he translates Pasuk Gimel that we read earlier in a completely different way, and it's a way that gives meaning to the pasuk that we just learned, to Pasuk Yitzayin. So let's read our pasuk again. Shamayim lorum v'aretz la'oimek v'leiv melachim ein cheker. The height of the heavens and the depth of the earth and the heart of kings can't be fathomed. So Rav Volpe explains this pasuk as a moshel for the spiritual. Shamayim larum va'aretz la'imik. Creation is full of depth. The natural world is full of depth and full of mysteries and full of secrets beyond what we can observe when we just look at a flower. And v'lev melachim ein cheker. History that's determined in the hearts of kings, historical decisions that are made by kings and the role that kings play in shaping history, that's also ein cheker, it's full of depth. He says the world is full of depth in a natural sense, in a historical sense. We live in a reality that's full of complexity, it's full of natural complexity, it's full of human complexity. And yet, he says we can easily go through life just engaging in a flat and shallow way. We can tread on the ground, he says, without ever thinking about what lies below, geographically or naturally. He says we can look at the heavens just to see if we need an umbrella, but without ever contemplating the expansiveness of creation. And he says we can read the factual news in the newspaper of what a king did or a president decided without ever thinking about the enormous hashgacha that shapes history, without ever thinking about how every decision has such enormous historical consequences and how it's shaped by Hashem. And he says we can do the same in our spiritual lives also. We can eat kosher and we can keep Shabbos and we can daven and say Tehillim and say brachas before we eat and give tzedakah and take things to be tested for shatness and listen to a shir. We can do all these things. We can fulfill all of our spiritual obligations without ever having a single thought, without ever engaging with the meaning, without ever introspecting, without ever thinking about it. And he asks, okay, but why is this important? Maybe I can just be a good Jew if I keep all the mitzvahs without thinking. Isn't it enough to just fulfill my halachic obligations? Like, why do I need to think? And he answers, and he says, yes, you can. You can be a good Jew by just fulfilling your halachic obligations. You can be a good Jew even if you never think about a thing. But there's no hischachus in a life like this. There's no renewal. There's no freshness. Every day is going to be exactly the same. If you don't think about things, it's the same tefillah every day. It's the same tzedakah every day. It all becomes rote. It becomes like that friend we described in Pasuk Zion, who you see every single day so it loses its allure. And the way we get hischachus, the way we get novelty or feeling in our lives, it's by searching. It's by thinking about things. It's by trying to get to the depths of what does this mean and why, and all those other questions that we should ask ourselves and learn more about. We don't want to live a life of going through the motions of ticking boxes. Shacharis, tick. A kibbutz of aim phone call, tick. Tzedakah, tick. Mincha, tick. That's not a spiritual life. So to summarize what we learned in this pasuk, we discussed the life of a king or a leader, and it's a life of obligation and responsibility. It's not a life of privilege. And we discussed the importance of engaging deeply, of not allowing our spiritual lives to become like an old and irritating and familiar friend, and of constantly learning and of constantly engaging in a deep kind of way. Thank you for learning together in the merit for Refuah Shleima for Yonina Zimmer Bas Daphna Hinder and all the wounded members of Tzahal amongst all those who are ill amongst Klal Yisrael, sponsored by Nina and Chaim Schenker.